In the past couple of years, the number of new cases of HIV and AIDS reported locally has been moving downward, reports Karen Holbrook, the deputy health officer for Sonoma County.
From 2003 to 2006, there were 50 to 60 new AIDS cases in Sonoma County per year. But from 2010 onward, the annual number of new AIDS cases has been less than 30. And in 2013, we had 20 new AIDS cases.
That's part of a larger trend that has seen those numbers drop sharply from the epidemic years of the 1990s and before, both here and across the country.
We're absolutely making headway. We've got great medicines that are much easier to take, very effective and more reasonable in terms of the number of pills and tolerability.
Rick Dean, executive director of Face to Face, a nonprofit dedicated to fighting HIV/AIDS in Sonoma County, sees several other factors contributing to this decline in new diagnoses.
Sonoma County has an excellent referral system. We get people into care immediately, much better than the national average. They're able to see an HIV specialist right away. The doctors then put them on medication immediately. And when you take it every day, the amount of HIV that's in your blood actually drops for the majority of people to an undetectable level. And when people are virally suppressed, they are 96% less likely to pass on HIV to someone else.
But there is also a lingering shadow revealed in another statistic.
Nationally, they believe that between 15 and 18% in any community have HIV but are not aware of it. Because our numbers are so much better than the national numbers, we also believe that the number of people living with HIV who don't know it is probably much lower than the national average, but we don't know.
So Face to Face strives to make getting tested as easy and accessible as they can.
We offer anonymous and confidential testing for free. You don't need an appointment. You can drop in. Don't even have to give your name. It takes 20 minutes. It's an oral test, no blood. And in that 20 minutes, you can get information about HIV and walk out with an answer.
Doing this, adds Holbrook, benefits more than just the individuals getting tested.
Getting people diagnosed and linked to care has a dual purpose. It's a benefit to the individual. It's also a benefit in terms of reducing transmission. So it's a preventive effort also.
Those who have tested positive and gone directly into treatment are now living long, full lives post-diagnosis, says Dean. But that does not mean HIV/AIDS is no longer a health risk here or elsewhere.
This is something very serious. This is a communicable disease that is preventable, something that you do not want to get. But if you do get it, it is not what it once was. It is not a death sentence. It is something you can live with. It is manageable, but you need to know that you have it, and you need to protect others by knowing that you have it.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.